Number 11. The story of Anne Van Dyke shows what one person can accomplish. She almost single-handedly saved the cheetah from being an endangered species, that is, a type of animal that is in danger of dying out. Anne's involvement with cheetahs started almost by accident. She lived with her brother on the De Wild farm near Pretoria, South Africa. She had always been concerned about lost and injured wild animals. One day, a neighbor called her and told her that he had found two cheetah cubs. Did she want them? Anne did, and she took them in, but then she learned that she was not allowed to have wild cheetahs. The government took them away, but she had become interested in cheetahs. Anne approached the National Zoo and told them of her interest in getting involved in a breeding program. The zoo had been interested in a breeding program for cheetahs, which were on the endangered species list. However, they did not have the space to carry one out. Anne had the space to raise and breed cheetahs on her farm. The zoo agreed to provide the cheetahs. The De Wild Cheetah Breeding Center opened with 9 cheetahs in April 1971. It was difficult for humans to breed cheetahs, and in fact had never been done before. Some cheetahs were born dead, but Anne did not give up in spite of her discouragement. Finally, in 1975, the first live cubs were born. Since that time, more than 600 cheetahs have been born at the center. This is an amazing number, considering that when Anne started breeding cheetahs, there were only about 700 of them in all of South Africa. Unfortunately, it is difficult to release cheetahs that have been bred into the wild. Cheetahs need to be taught to hunt when they are cubs, and they do not learn that if they are bred in captivity. In addition, there are limited places in South Africa where cheetahs could be released. Therefore, most of the cheetahs that are bred in captivity go to zoos or nature reserves. However, at least cheetahs are no longer in danger of completely dying out. Anne Van Dyke can take a great deal of pride and satisfaction in that.